Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this is episode number 60. And Thanksgiving is just around the corner. In fact, it is this week. We are only, 35 days from Christmas, 42 days away from a brand new year. There's a lot that is transpiring in the lives of Kenny, Nolan, and Dustin over these next few days. Being in the spirit of Thanksgiving, Kenny, Nolan, what is one thing that you are looking forward to between now and the conclusion of 2016? It could be one event, one activity, one meal, one gift, one special day. Would you please just share with me, share with our viewers, what's one thing you're looking forward to and are going to be thankful for?
So I'm getting married in 7 days, which means I've been dieting really hard. So I'm looking forward to doing that so that I can start eating like a real person again.
Okay, so you're not looking forward to the wedding. You're looking forward to after so you can start eating Doritos.
Yeah, no, I'm also looking forward to the wedding, like quite a bit, of course. But it's going to be really nice. And I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up, and so I'll, you know, cave and be a real person. And so pretty much pumpkin pie is the next like important thing that's going to happen in my life. But the most important thing that will happen after that will be my marriage. So I'm pretty pumped about both.
Mine's obvious, but it's Christmas, because everybody loves Christmas. If you don't, then you can fight me.
There are many people that don't like Christmas because like they lost a loved one or something tragic, Nolan.
Even people that don't celebrate Christmas love Christmas.
What?
Is that true?
No. Like, you don't like something that you're not a part of.
Besides Christmas, I'm living what I was looking forward to because I'm at Dustin's house right now.
And I'm kind of living what I'm looking forward to. So I've mentioned on the podcast a few episodes ago that my wife and I, we moved up to Wisconsin from Louisiana, and it's been getting colder. It's crazy because yesterday we took a nice, pleasant walk. It was a little windy, but it was fine. I mean, people were out in shorts and walking their dogs, and it was nice. And so the last few days since Nolan and his wife have been visiting, it's been in the 60s, you know, upper 50s. And last night, with that wind that came in, we woke up this morning and there's snow on the ground.
What?
It's a white Christmas.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's already a white Christmas, and it's not even Christmas.
White Thanksgiving.
I think for the first time ever, it looks like that we'll be able to enjoy a white Christmas. Living down south, never had that opportunity. So my only hope is that even if it does snow, it doesn't turn into a blizzard.
That's your segue. Oh my goodness. I should have seen it was coming.
Whether windy white snow or an ape-like god of good and virtue, they're both forces not to be reckoned with.
It hurts my heart.
And so there's a character in our retro game of the week called Blizzard. And so we played.
It's so
we
bad.
We played Primal Rage.
It's so bad.
Overview.
I'm still cringing from how terrible that was. This game is a mid-90s.
It was pretty chaos.
Oh my goodness, is this gonna go on all day?
Diablo, no.
If you keep making jokes like this, I'm gonna tell on you.
Oh!
Yeah, that's
that
how
one
you
was
sneak
the
in
worst
a pun.
One. You're giving me vertigo.
No, that didn't even make sense. Okay, we gotta stop. We're gonna lose every single one of our viewers in the next 30 seconds. So, Primal Rage is a mid-90s, which tells you a lot, fighting game. You know, one of the kind of versus fighting game classic arcade style where you have character you control and you're fighting against another character. However, this isn't just any fighting game, because you are playing as a future post-apocalyptic god beast creature that's probably dinosaur inspired, or maybe sort of King Kong looking.
Definitely not dinosaur inspired, right? I mean, it's straight up Tyrannosaurus Rex and like Stegosaurus.
No,
and
I mean, a few of them are like slight takes on, I mean, it's not like you are playing as dinosaurs in this game, but it was very, very much dinosaur inspired. I don't know, I'm sticking with it. And like every fighting game, you pretend like you know what you're doing by hitting a bunch of buttons, theoretically in combos, to do some kind of special moves that nobody can ever actually pull off. This is probably just me. And you fight through a sequence of other characters and then end up, depending on whether your character is quote-unquote a good character or an evil character, taking over the world or liberating the world. And you have a bunch of tiny pixelated humans who've survived all the atrocities of the future who worship you for your video game skills.
And depending on which platform you're playing on, you either have like a whole set of two humans that are back there worshiping you, or you can have up to like 12. But on the version I played, on every single stage, there was only two villagers back in the back that were worshiping, which changes the dynamics drastically.
Yeah, well, this is like truly post-apocalyptic. Like,
there's only two people left.
Everybody got wiped out, and so those two people are showing up to watch giant creatures fight because it's the safest place to be.
It's also a very gory game. A lot of blood. In fact, you can turn that option off if your parents don't like it.
Yeah, so think Mortal Kombat with a K, because that's what this game was trying to do, just with animals. And
I love that you had to put a K in there.
Oh, I don't want people searching for the true word combat. You never know what these kids are going to find on Bing nowadays. But the story there, you went into it just a little bit, Kenny, but I mean, this story is just so vibrant and beautiful and creative, and there's never been anything like it.
Oh my goodness, the sarcasm drips. You're in a place called Earth, not Earth, but Earth.
Earth with a K.
Earth with a K, a silent K that's implied but not actually there, and then it's U-R-T-H.
H, yeah.
Earth. And you're on a giant landmass that somehow got moved around because a comet hit old Earth, and then all these beast gods awakened.
Well, and the landmass just so happens to look like the head of a dinosaur now.
That's true.
Kurth is pretty edgy.
So let's talk about how this game plays.
Gameplay.
I mean, like you said, it's just a fight. It's one character against another, and unless like this is your genre of games, you just press all the buttons towards your enemy, acting like you know what you're doing, and you deplete their health bar, and you know whoever loses their health least quickly as the other is victorious.
And you, even if you're trying to put in combos, you cannot do it. I didn't do one combo successfully.
They were difficult for me.
I did a few combos. I never successfully did like a special move or any. Well, that's not true. One time I spit a fireball or something like that, but never like the combos and the specials are far from intuitive. I could not figure it out, and I finally figured out why after I was done playing the game. Did y'all catch on to what the deal was?
Well, the novelty about how they did combos in this game, and I don't know if that's what made it harder or if I'm just really, really bad at versus type fighting games, because both of those are true.
Novelty makes it sound like it's a good thing.
That's right. Novelty puts it in a positive light. But this game was based off of an arcade originally, and the way they set up the combos that worked well in an arcade but not so well on a home console, even though they ported that mechanic over, is that to activate your combos, you actually hold down a series of buttons at the same time and then do a series of moves with your joystick or, you know, with your D-pad, as opposed to other games where it tends to just be doing a bunch of buttons in the correct order or whatever else.
Yeah, I was trying the Street Fighter tactic where I was like left down and then pressing B or something, hoping something would work. But that's...
Yeah, you would have needed to have been like holding B and like something else at the same time and then doing your motion kind of moves on top of that. I say that in theory,
yeah, that
only
well.
Reading about it. Yeah, it translates terribly. I also couldn't get any of them to really activate, though I didn't try especially hard because it was just frustrating.
And then, like Mortal Kombat, they added a thing where at the end you've got a few seconds to input a series of buttons that brings about, they don't call it this, but it's a fatality just yeah. like in Mortal Kombat. And so you can depending on the creature that you select, you can do a certain bloody, gory, you know, silly move to take out your enemy. Though in Mortal Kombat, you've got these iconic fatalities that even people who didn't play the game or go through this series knows, you know, some of those and what they're all about, like Scorpion pulling off his mask and spitting out acid. Like, you know some of these things, but in this game, like, they most of them just seem pretty weak and silly. Not that I was able to accomplish them, but I did watch a YouTube compilation.
My fatalities reminded me of my Mortal Kombat ones, where I walk up to them and punch them and then they fall down. Didn't they censor the Nintendo version because one of them pees on the other person and they melt because they get peed on?
I read a little bit about it. There was some controversy back in the day. But and I get that, you know, with just people having a pretty low threshold for anything crude or violent. But it is funny that with all the blood and everything flying around and the actual violence, that the one thing that got somebody upset enough to, campaign against this game actively was one of the characters urinating.
They're hearts exploding, not that bad. You peeing on me, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fatality was called Golden Shower. It is pretty,
it's true.
Pretty obscene.
And I may be wrong. I hope I read it wrong. This may have just been a parent watching their kid play the game and get offended, but from the way I read the article, this mom was actually mad because her son, who was, you know, arguably too young to be playing a game, at least if she didn't like it, performed this fatality. Now, I may have been it may have meant in the game, but when I read that,
no,
I definitely thought this went IRL, and we had a kid peeing on everything. And as a parent, when your kid pees on everything, you're allowed to be a little upset about that.
Yeah, but come on, that's just bad parenting.
Oh, no, I agree.
You can't just mimic.
It's rated M. Just don't let your kid play it.
Yeah, that's with all of these games that are, and sometimes I feel like some of these games, obviously, you can get far too crazy where it's probably a game that shouldn't been created, not this one in particular, but other games. But when you have ratings on a game, it's up to the parent to help decide what your kid should and should not play.
Right.
And if you don't want your kid watching an ape-like beast turning away from the screen and peeing on his opponent and then his opponent melting into just bones, then come on, don't let your kid play that game.
Yeah, it's true. Nolan, I do think most releases of the game were actually just teen, which was part of the uproar.
Oh.
But it doesn't change the argument either way. I just don't want a bunch of angry viewers being like, it wasn't mature, it was only teen.
Yeah, that surprises me. I assumed it was rated M just based off of playing it.
Yeah. So, but all things considered, these are animal god clearly fictitious beasts that are fighting and doing things. Which, in my mind, and again, I know people's thresholds are different, but, in that kind of setup, when you're not talking about, humans fighting or battling each other, it's a lot harder for me to be offended by that. It's a bunch of animals going at it, okay?
And by going at it, fighting.
Right, fighting. Right.
Not the other
right,
going
not
at
Discovery
it.
Channel. And beyond that, we talk about how bloody and violent this is, but again, this is mid-90s, graphics and games. And part of it is today and looking back, but this game never, presented something that I was like, ooh, that's gross, or oh, that's too much. But I guess in that time, it was trying to be sort of an edgy, Mortal Kombat, whatever. Yeah, I really think when they designed this game, they were like, what is it that sixth grade boys would probably get a kick out of? And they just wrote a bunch of ideas on a hat and then drew one at a time, dinosaurs fighting, blood, peeing on stuff, and then they just made a game about it.
What do you guys, let's talk about the mechanics, the gameplay aspects of AI, because what we didn't get to step into an arcade this week and play against one another. Instead, we just got to sit down and play AI, most likely. So, do you think that it was just a fancy game of rock, paper, scissors? Did you think that there was some intelligence to the AI? What did you guys feel in regards to that?
I felt like the difficulty gap was absurd and not done well at all. So you play the first enemy, beat him easily, and then you go to the next one and it ramps up like end game difficulty. You lose to him and then you get to continue, and then they're like, okay, we'll make it easy again. So I felt like there was two difficulties, easy and impossible, and I didn't feel like there was any intelligence to the AI other than, here's something really hard, if you beat it, well, that's great, but you're probably not. And so it was just me switching characters after a continue and thinking that I was countering them with a new character, but it was just getting easier.
I think some of it is that really I did find, and again, like, I'm no expert in this game by any means after just a little bit of playing it through the week, but it did seem like certain characters countered other characters really well. You know, that like a quick character that could keep somebody slower moving could kind of oppress them with their speed and, you know, whatever else. And so to me, that is where I thought I saw it more. It was like, it was sort of just a coin flip as to what the matchup was, as to how difficult it was. I also didn't get a chance a lot to play with the in-game's actual difficulty settings, but there was like a range of like 16 different options. You could just pick from like one being like super, super easy, where I assume the opponents just sort of stood around and occasionally punched, to 16, where they really theoretically are as difficult as the computer can throw at you. And I don't know how well those translate, but they definitely at least tried to give some range in there.
Well, you're talking about how you feel like maybe some of the characters had benefits over one another. Was there a particular beast that you enjoyed playing the most, that was the one that you felt, you know, most fluid with in playing?
My favorite was Vertigo, by far, because I felt like he had like a pretty safe moveset. Like, I could just jump in the air and stay kind of far away, and it would counter anything that they were throwing out. So the reach on Vertigo was nice, and I just thought he was a pretty cool, like, he could teleport. I never did it, but I just thought he had a really cool moveset. He also had a projectile, so I'd say Vertigo's really good.
Vertigo's who I probably had the most luck with, probably for some of those same reasons. I really, really, really wanted to like Armadon. Like, he looked sick. He I don't know, he was just sort of my cup of tea. You know how you just sort of relate to a character as you're looking through him?
And he's so slow, though.
But I was so terrible with him. Like, I really wanted to basically play that as my main character, you know, through this week as I was playing. Couldn't do it. So I played a good amount of the monkeys, but then little variety of everything else, and probably did the best with Vertigo. But I wanted to like Armadon.
I started with the monkeys, both Chaos and Blizzard, and wasn't feeling them. Wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. And Blizzard, by the way, is just Sub-Zero in a gorilla costume. But the one that I actually ended up liking the most was Diablo. He was the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and just he had a long reach. He had a chomp that was awesome, that kept the enemy AI away. He was good at keeping distance, which is what I prefer. When I get up close, I never do good in any of these games, so I like to keep my distance. That's why, like in Street Fighters, I'm always like one of the stretchy guy that can keep someone away, or I'm just Ryu doing the fireball over and over and over and over again.
I just didn't feel like the variety of characters like gave you a good option. Some of them felt like reskins, like Chaos and Blizzard. Yeah, they had different specials, but for the most part, they played the same, or they felt like they played the same to me, and the same with Diablo and the good T-Rex.
Yeah, it really felt like there were only like three or four characters, slight variations, but they could have used a lot more depth on that front, for sure.
Aged. So, in my opinion, in regards to the age, how you feel about this game today is largely dependent on which system or which port you're playing on. I don't know if you mentioned it at the beginning. While it did come out in the arcade, I feel like it was literally released or re-released for so many different systems.
No, they ported it to everything.
Like Genesis, Game Gear, Amiga, Game Boy, Super Nintendo, like Atari, PlayStation, almost every system of its time, and in the following years, some kind of port with some kind of variation. So depending on which one you played, I think that speaks towards either positively or negatively towards its age.
I'm pretty sure they like hacked the Tamagotchi and you were able to play this game on that. That's how all-inclusive it was.
And see, I don't get that. Like, if a game gets ported like that, like crazy, that means that it had to have been a hit or something to me. And so I don't understand why they spent the money and resources to make that jump to all the consoles.
This was
because to me
game.
It wasn't a game that deserved that. I know that, but my question is why? Because I know that Mortal Kombat was ported, and probably as extensively as this game, but to me, Mortal Kombat was way ahead of this game.
Yeah, when I'm comparing apples to apples, and again, I have never been a big versus fighter guy, but I feel like playing this game the whole time, I was just sort of like, why am I not playing Street Fighter, or why am I not playing Mortal Kombat?
See, if I was playing this in the arcade against a friend, I don't think that that I would reflect on its age in a poor light.
I'll
but
agree.
if I were sitting at home alone playing on a Super Nintendo port, the poor aging would be clearly evident, and it was this week. I mean, like, I've got qualms with just, you know, the sprites being too small. The controls unintuitive and far from friendly, with the just trying to change up how you do combos and button combinations.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll give you a point or two for trying to be like new in that, but there's just a system that works with fighting games, and I think straying from that makes things you know, age even more poorly, because you can't do the same things that you do in other games. And then the music's unremarkable, the creatures are just duplicates of one another, as we've already mentioned. I feel like most of these ports outside of your arcade original are going to age poorly.
Yeah, and you can't put too much credence on story kinds of things, though it's always nice to have that context. But even here, to me, it felt like they were kind of just phoning it in. It really felt like hey, let's have dinosaurs fight. Okay, fine, let's come up with some kind of really cheesy way to put them into an atmosphere where they might. And, I don't know, it just felt a little ham-fisted on the, like, getting there. And then, though, it responded fluidly, like, it wasn't clunky, the specials were very, very difficult for me to do, and between the way the characters interacted and the fluidity of sort of that aspect, and then the graphics and those kind of things, I was with you. It just sort of fell a little flat for me as an interesting fighter.
See, I'm okay with the stupid story aspect, because obviously the main focus is it's a fighting.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to just be punching each other,
right? And so I don't even hold that against them. It's silly, but like, go watch Mortal Kombat the movie and talk to me about the plot.
Don't tell people that
focus wasn't the game. Yeah. So, anyways, that's not what my problem is. In fact, sometimes I think it's placed there for parody's sake.
Oh, like, almost.
It's silly. But I totally agree with Dustin that when you take a game, an arcade game, out of its context and what it was originally created, you feel everything tenfold. Like, it makes me want to get a gamepad. Like, you know, they have it's like a USB of a joystick and an arcade button.
Absolutely,
so I don't know
with
what
the
that's
big
called.
Buttons. Yeah, like an arcade gamepad.
Yeah, I want one of those for my house, because it really would affect the way that I feel about some arcade games.
Absolutely.
So, like, yeah, when you port it so heavily, I feel like, one, you lose quality somehow. I don't know if it's in graphics or what it was in, but I firmly believe that if I would have played the actual arcade, it would have just been higher quality. I don't know if that's gameplay or what, but that was felt. And so, overall, I feel like the age of this game is almost laughable at just how it does not hold up, even when you compare it against games like it and as old as it is. It's kind of like, let me just forget about this game and remember it how it was.
Even some of the like basic game design things they did outside of graphics and limitations and porting and those kind of things. Like when you have a game where the only interesting part of that game is your ability to learn and do these combo moves. To not have any way in the game of teaching those or communicating what they are seems really foolish to me.
I think that's why Street Fighter.
Yeah,
got
people
it right.
didn't have the internet back then. Like I could get online and like look up guides to this, but if you were playing this in 1994, and maybe it came with the book and there was, you know, a few moves listed in there. I don't really know. But like you gotta put that stuff in your game.
But did they, to be fair, did they in Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and all these other games?
Not a lot of the early games.
I'm not saying they put it in the game. I'm just saying, like, it was certainly in the booklet and also easier to figure out.
Probably.
Like, I would never have known to hold down a button and then do my combo just because that is contrary to what the standard had been. Like, why change it and why make it weird? Yeah. So, like, I don't know if other games did it better, but I'm saying they messed up in this one by doing something really weird and straying away from the norm.
It's probably just my beef. You're right, Dustin. It's a little unfair to pick on just this game for that. I really think most of the early fighting games didn't, but I feel like later on they did. And I feel like that's a lesson they should have learned earlier, because it's just ridiculous that you wouldn't think to include that.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, that's your beef, it's my ham, and it's Nolan's turkey, but do we give this game our vote for New Game Plus status? Let's find out.
The final shell shock.
No, we don't. I don't, actually. I think there's much better fighting games, even around this time, in your early 90s, your mid-90s. You've got a few of the Street Fighter games that came out. You have Tekken 3, Mortal Kombat 2, which... clearly, this game is based on Mortal Kombat, and then and even Killer Instinct, which was the fighting game I played. I don't think any three of us were hugely into these fighting games and button mashing kind of games. But if there was one that I played consistently, it was Killer Instinct during this time. It came out the exact same year, and I played the mess out of. And I think that would be a game that I would still enjoy today. However, for me, Primal Rage just doesn't cut it. It's a knockoff version of better games.
Yeah, it's a no for me because, one, it's not fun. Two, I do have some nostalgia for this game. It's actually only tied to the cover art because I rented games heavily as a kid, and I would like to thank my mom for not letting me rent this game because it wouldn't have been fun. So that's the only like memory I have of this game, which it's, I mean, they are fond memories because it reminds me of playing video games and renting them as a kid. However, the game itself isn't good. And so I would rather, if we're talking destructive, violent beasts, I'd rather be playing Rampage, which was a different game, but better.
Yeah, this is one of those games where I wanted to like feel something. I didn't care what. Like, I feel like this type of game, you can either get into it and get, like, competitive and then, like, do moves and feel awesome or accomplished. Or you can feel a little bit like they were arguing for people to originally feel, like a little bit of a rebel. Ooh, this is bloody and violent and gross and whatever. Or you can feel like something is humorous because of the way they present it, or entertaining or challenging, or absolutely anything. But on all of those fronts, I just couldn't connect to this game in any way whatsoever. It just fell flat to me. And even not liking fighters generally, there are fighters that don't do that because story grabs me or art grabs me or the way you learn the combos is interesting. But this one, I felt like they swung and were trying to be, like you guys said, like other games. And they just missed. And it... I don't know. It didn't do much for me either, especially, you know, 20 years later now.
Yeah, and it makes me still ask the question, why so successful? Why was it, you know, this game's known for, I don't know what it's known for, but people know about it and liked it, and I don't know why.
It was mid-90s, and, like, the fighting games were popular, and it was a different take. Like, you take anything successful and then you do it with dinosaurs.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I'm like the dinosaur aspect. Like as a kid, there's nothing better than dinosaurs. And so you put dinosaurs in a video game, people are going to play it. And then you put it in the 90s with this blood and gore, so you feel like you're doing something a little rebellious and edgy.
Exactly.
I see some of the draw, but I just think this many years later, it just doesn't cut it.
No, it doesn't hold up at all.
I mean, and we all agreed. So sorry, Primal Rage, but you do not receive our approval for new game plus status. So we'll see you next time.
Or never.
But we did receive some commentary from some of our friends, from some of our loyal viewers. Zion emailed us at ngppodcast@gmail.com, and he said, "I liked the game. It reminded me of the first Mortal Kombat, but with creatures. I loved the people in the background the most when they got in the way of the fight."
You definitely could, like, devour the other people's followers and some kind of interesting mechanics. We didn't even talk about the fact that prepping for the, like, final boss, that the way you do that is by just going on a people-eating rampage to get your character enough energy to get through the final fight of repeatedly fighting all the other characters you've just beaten. It is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, so I think, so if there was an intuitive and new kind of approach to the fighting genre that I did appreciate in this game, it was those people in the background, the villagers, because they could get in the way of your fighting. You could kick them over. They come to worship you while you're fighting. But then you can also eat them in the middle of a battle to regain some of your health. I think that was actually a fun and creative way to add those in this fighting game. And then Antonin emailed us as well, and he said, "Hey guys, I played Primal Rage Game Boy version for a little bit, and OMG, it was such a horrible game. I know it's Game Boy, but seriously, it was horrible. So bad that I keep having PTSD flashbacks of it. My guess is that Kenny and Dustin played the Super Nintendo version, and it was meh. And then Nolan played the Genesis version, and it was utterly fantastic. Am I right? Am I right? Am I? I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope none of you picked the Game Boy version."
You're not right. I played the Super Nintendo version, and it sucked, and I don't think the Genesis version would have been any different at all.
Yeah, unfortunately.
This is going to be one of those situations where I don't think the different console made a difference.
If we had all met in an arcade and were like really hyped up on Fun Dip or something that altered our state of mind, and started to play this before we saw a game we actually liked and ran across the arcade and got to play together, we might have had a fun experience. Genesis, I don't think, would have saved it in this case.
No. And after considering all the things we've been talking about, I will say about the game, I think it, if it had a remake, like if they were like, let's revive Primal Rage, one, I think the title would sell it. But I also think they can make it good. So they did it with Mortal Kombat, and it was pretty successful. So if they want to remake a Primal Rage, I'm down.
We literally just received a new email from Holden. He sent it in with seconds to spare. He said, "Honestly, I've never played this game, so there was no nostalgia for me. With that said, I still liked this game. It reminded me a lot of Mortal Kombat and other fighting games of this era. I was really, really bad at it. I couldn't even get past the third fight. However, I'm sure that as a small kid in a pizza shop, I would have wasted all my quarters on this game. I hope everyone gets the chance to try it, and you guys give it the approval." Well, we got some news for you, Holden. Thank you guys, though, for sending in your commentary this week. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you playing the games along with us, and we hope that this next week you play along with us, even though it might be over Thanksgiving. We don't know what the game is yet, but we are about to find out as we randomly select our next retro game of the week. Well, guys, the day has come.
I don't know if I should be excited or terrified. Like, I feel like we're either playing something awful or something really hype.
There was a series that began in 1987, the year that I was born. And it was a game that continued to produce game after game after game until their central main titles got up to number 15, which is released
this year. Holy cow. Sorry, I think I know what
you're
talking about.
There was a game that took and perfected the art of RPG, in my opinion.
I'm about to lose my mind.
And we are now this week going to play the very first one in the series, and it is called
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
Yes! Love this game.
Kenny, this is your title, right? The very first one?
Absolutely. I absolutely love it.
I'm so looking forward to playing.
It's been a while since I've played it, so I'll definitely have to put on fresh eyes and, you know, get over that nostalgia thing a little bit and assess critically. But I'm super pumped to try and get a whole playthrough in this week, though that's going to be a tall order.
I will beat the entire game. I will not sit down and record a podcast with you guys until I beat this entire game, because not that I haven't done it before. I've done it multiple times before, but I'm going to have some extra time this week, and I hate that my wife is having to leave a little bit early for Thanksgiving and that I'll be home alone for like 3 days, but at the same time, that gives me more time to play this glorious title.
Guys, I don't know if you remember, maybe it was 4 years ago, it was a while ago, but when we all lived in the same land, we all played this game, but I'm pretty sure, maybe Kenny played the original, but I played the like remake on Game Boy. I'm going to be playing the original this time, but we all played this game and sent each other the end game screenshot. Like, we took a picture
it was
of
great.
It, and I loved this game, so yeah. I'm excited.
This is when I have the cartridge, and so I'll be pulling out my NES and playing it like original style throughout this week. Civ 6 is probably getting shelved for the entire week.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah.
much I'm hyped for this.
I can't tell you how excited I am, and this is a perfect week for me to play it. Guys, please, if you love us, and if you respect what we do here, and if you even care a shred about who we are and what we invest into your life, then play this game this week or else.
You'll thank us. You really will.
But thank you guys for your support, and show it this week by playing Final Fantasy and connect with us on social media. We've got Facebook and Twitter at NGP Podcast. You can listen to us directly on any podcast provider, including your staples, iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher, even Google Music. Make sure that you are subscribed so that you're getting those episodes as soon as they are released every Monday morning. And then visit us at Patreon, patreon.com/NGP Podcast. We've got some exciting things going on over there where we're releasing some bonus content for some of those that are our patrons and our supporters. And so if you would like to get your ears in that, then make sure that you go visit patreon.com/NGP Podcast.
We'd like to take a second to thank Bradley and Zion, our producers of New Game Plus. They're our top patrons, and they help us do what we do every week, make these episodes, provide you with some quality content. So thanks, guys. We owe you a lot.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for listening, playing along with us. We hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving this week and enjoy playing some old games as part of that process.
We are extremely thankful for you. Join us next week as we play Final Fantasy. Until then, I am Diablo.
I'm so looking forward to playing this game.
I'm no one.
What was that?
And this has been New Game Plus. See you next week as we play Final Fantasy.
Yeah.